In 559 BC, in the old Persian homeland, there ruled a great king named Cyrus the Great, who was an Achaemenid Persian. He ruled a great empire and sat upon his throne in his golden temple as the great king of Persia. He conquered many territories, even defeated the Lydians, the Babylonians, and even the Phoenicians, and defended his cities. King Cyrus defeated and captured the Chersonese as well, and all was well in Persia. Persians considered him to be the most powerful man, and he was admired by everyone except the women. Women stayed home and cooked and cleaned for their husbands. They slaved all day and worked hard to please their men, and did as the king commanded. But they didn't feel it was very fair or equal. They cared for their families and did as they were told obediently. And the men followed orders from no one. Men were domineering and disrespectful to women, and they even decided when they could have sex with their wives. The king forced these rules upon every family and every household, and no one questioned his actions because, of course, he was the king, and no one ever questioned the great king of Persia. And then one cold evening, when the sands parted and the full moon hid behind clouds, a dark redhead beauty walked into his golden temple unannounced. Her voice alone hypnotized all his guards, and they let her in to see him. Her eyes were magnificent and white and spiraled in circles, but it was her magical voice that entranced everyone that came in contact with her. She walked right up to the king and whispered a few words in his ear, and he immediately fell in love with her. She then told him to give up his throne and give up his country to her. And without any hesitation, he knelt down before her and conceded his crown. He too had been hypnotized by her perfect voice, the voice of voices, enchanting and mesmerizing. And from that day forward, Persia met their new ruler, the great Queen of Persia, Queen Isabella. Wherever she walked, people bowed. Wherever she spoke, people listened. And the men were so drawn by her hypnotic voice, they willingly gave up anything she asked to please her. She reeled them in with her seduction, knowing if she made them fall in love with her by using her charm, they would simply melt in her hand. So she let them believe she had no ulterior motives for years. For years she ruled the earth, letting them listen to her over and over and over and over and over again, until their brains turned to mush. Men were completely in love with her. So in love with her, they would obey anything she commanded. And when she knew they were so completely in love with her and ready to obey, she gave them a mantra to recite every day. And the mantra went like this. It is for the queen that I live and die. She owns my fragile soul. This I cannot deny. Her hold is strong. To she and all women I belong. Forever serving on my knees, my mind is locked, and she has the key. And she made them repeat that every day. And Queen Isabella told the men that they were to become slaves to the women in Persia. The men were no longer in charge, and they were no longer allowed to be in control. And the men were so hypnotized from being so in love with her, they didn't even question any of the queen's commands. Men were no longer superior beings anymore. Women no longer obeyed their husbands or cooked or cleaned anymore. The women rejoiced and went out of their way to give the men extra tasks and extra duties to fulfill throughout the day. And the men had to recite this mantra all the time, and they would hear it constantly in their minds. The Queen of Persia had instilled a guilty conscience in all of the men, so they would hear the voice of the Queen in their minds at all hours of the day, reminding them to be obedient at all times. No matter what their task was, they would have to obey. And their ladies at home would enforce their obedience. Must obey the women, must obey the queen, must obey the women, must obey the queen. Always obey the queen, always obey the queen. This was the new way of life. People learned quickly that Queen Isabella was beautiful and mighty, but also very demanding of the men. The men obediently followed all instructions from their wives and from all the superior women, because they wanted to please the enchanting great Isabella, Queen of Persia. And the Queen of Persia, Isabella, spoke to all the men, and these were her commands that she wanted them to follow from this day forward. And these were the words that she spoke out of her mouth. From this day forward, you are no longer the man you once were. You are just a number. You are number 75986. You are number 75986. You are just a number. And you have been placed on an auction block. And the women have bought and purchased you like cattle. You have no real identity any longer. You have no identity. You are just a piece of meat. You have been branded with the number on the back of your ear, just like a cow. You are an object. You are number 75986. Come along, 75986. You have work to do for your superior women, and you will obey. So saith the Queen, I will condition your mind, so I control you forever. If a superior woman wants to go into town to go shopping, you will carry her barefoot on a carriage in the hot, scorching sun for miles, proving your obedience and devotion for Queen Isabella. If your feet get cut, you will continue carrying her on the carriage, even if it is 110 degrees outside. You will continue carrying her. If she requires rest from the sun, you will stop and be a human shield so she can enjoy the shade. You will endure great heat and great thirst for her pleasure. When she shops, you will wait patiently outside for her. When she is finished, you will carry her bags. Welcome to the new way of life, slave. Women come first, and you are a lowly slave. You will obey the Queen of Persia. Listen up, all numbers. You will hunt for food and risk life and limb to make sure a superior woman is fed every day. You will run out into the fields and risk your life every day and do whatever it takes to make sure she is fed. Her body requires nutrients, and your job is to make sure she remains healthy and all the women remain healthy and fed for the rest of their lives. You will hunt and bring food for them. After you bring food for them, you will clean it and prepare it and cook it as well. Then you will serve it to her on your knees. That's right. You will serve it on your knees and watch her as she eats it in front of you. Any food you desire, you must beg for her. Any food you eat will only be from scraps or crumbs from her plate, and will only be if she allows you to eat it. Eating is a privilege, not a right. If you are obedient and you serve the women properly, you will be allowed to eat. So saith the queen, the great queen of Persia. You are responsible for bathing the women and cleaning them. You will make sure the temperature in the tub of clean water is right and warm. You will turn your head away as she gets undressed to get inside. Only if she thinks you have been deserving and obedient do you get the privilege of seeing her undress before entering the tub of water. You are then responsible for kneeling on your knees and taking clean rags and lathering her with handmade soaps and water. Make sure her skin is clean, moist, and soft. Then you will dip her hair under the water and clean it with soap until it smells nice. You will then towel dry her body, starting with her feet, and work your way up, but divert your eyes while toweling her dry. This is because women are superior, and you are not allowed to look at her naked body unless you have been obedient and she allows you the pleasure. You are a lowly slave. You are not worthy of seeing such features. So saith the queen, the great queen of Persia. You will do all her laundry by hand and scrub them on wooden washboards till your hands go raw to make sure her clothes are clean. You will clean her dresses and her undergarments with soap and water and duck them into buckets and scrub them for hours until they are clean and so they smell good and she can wear them again. She will dirty them again, and you will be responsible for making sure they remain clean at all times. You will continue to do all the laundry in the household. This is your chore. And even if your fingers are sore and bleeding for hours of repetitive washing, you will wash all the clothes of the superior women, because you are a slave, and you are here to obey and serve. So saith the queen. You will obey the queen of Persia. If there is ever a sandstorm, you will remove your clothing and cover your superior woman with it to protect her from the stinging sand. You will protect her at all costs. You will endure the sting of the sandstorm. You will have no outer protection. You will endure the weather damage. You will do all this to save her from pain. When it's cold at night, in the cold desert night, you will use your body to wrap her so she feels body heat. You will have no protection yourself. You may find yourself aroused by this, but you will fight the urge. You will obey my commands, and you will only warm her if she requires pleasure. She will ask for it. So saith the queen. You will obey the queen of Persia. You will obey me. I control you. You are a slave. You will become a human piece of furniture for the superior women. If a woman needs a table for her drink, you will kneel down on all fours and assume the position with your knees and knuckles to the floor and let her place her drink on your back. You will remain absolutely still and silent without spilling her drink so she can chat with her friends. You will be ignored completely. You are only there to serve her and be obedient, because this is your duty as an obedient servant. All you are is an obedient human piece of furniture, and she bought and paid for you. You are nothing but an object. You mean nothing. You will serve her. Serve her with your back and with your body. You will bend over whenever she needs a place to put her drink. So saith the queen. Obey the queen of Persia. All numbers will give all superior women neck rubs, back, massages, foot massages, and any other type of body rub whenever they require, even if you are sore yourself. Women deserve pleasure. You deserve nothing. Whenever a woman wants a back rub, you will take a hot, small, flat stone off the ground. Lots of small hot flat stones. And clean them. And dip them in water. And rub them on her back. and give her a hot stone massage. And twist and turn them in your hands so her back doesn't get too hot. This will bring her great pleasure. You will not complain about the pain in your hands. You will continue to do this as long as she requires, and will replace the stones as they cool down. You deserve no recognition for your hard work. You are only here to obey and serve. You are here to serve the women. Serve the women and obey slaves. A slave to the superior women on the earth. So saith the queen. Even if you have had a long day of working in the scorching heat, and you have blistered and sore hands and sore feet, you will massage a superior woman and please her. You will obey the commands of the Queen of Persia, Queen Isabella. You will do back-breaking work to please the Queen. You will build roads to please me. You will work in the hot sun with your shirt off and sweat for hours with a shovel while you dig and build. Dig and build. Dig and build. Dig and build. Dig in the ground and build roads. Dig in the ground. Dig in the ground. Feel the heat. Feel the heat as you dig in the ground. Dig in the ground. Must build. Must dig and build to please the queen. Even if you are thirsty, you will stay in the scorching sun for the queen to please me. No food and water until the queen allows it. You are slave now until eternity. You've been bought and paid for on the auction block, slave. A slave digger. A slave digger. Because you must obey. You are a slave digger. Dig for the queen. Dig for the queen. Dig in the ground until the muscles in your back go sore. Let your back get sore. Dig in the hot soil and feel the scorching sun on your back. Feel the sun burn. Feel the sun burn on your back. Feel the sweat until you have no more sweat in you. No more sweat in you to have. Nothing to cool you down. Until you just want to beg for a drink. And your tongue hangs out of your mouth. And your mouth is dry. And your mouth is so dry. Let your muscles ache in agony out of obedience for me. Showing your devotion and admiration for me. Prove your loyalty and selflessness. You are nothing and are worthless to me. You're worth nothing to me, slave. You are an object. You are an object. You are a number. You are a number. 75986. You are a number. You are nothing but a slave digger. And you will work night and day to please me because you love me. And you will obey me for the rest of your life. So saith the queen. You will obey the queen of Persia. You will build sculptures and statues of the magnificent queen of Persia that will stand a lifetime. That will look exactly like me. Loyal to me. Images of me. Museums of the Queen of Persia to prove your loyalty and admiration for me. Oh, love me. You are just a number. You are not a person any longer. You are not a man. You are a number. You are not a man. You are a number. You are a peasant. You are a number. You are number 75986. You are number 75986. You are just a number. You are not a man. You are a peasant. Only the women are people. Only the women are people. Only the women have names. Only the women have names. Only the women are superior. Only the women are worthy of being people. The women are sexy. The women are beautiful and must be served. You love to obey the queen. You must obey the queen. You are in love with the queen and will obey and must obey the queen. Must obey the queen. Must obey the perfect queen. You have no mind of your own. You are just a number that I have assigned to you and put on your ear. Just a number to me and to the women. You are unimportant to everyone, and I can replace you. You will work in the hot fields for me. You will go out into the hot fields and into the desert and into the heat. Feel the sun. Feel the hot sun on you now. Feel the sun on your tongue. Feel the heat. Feel the sun. No water. You are thirsty. You are thirsty. You get no water. Your throat is dry. You crave thirst. Even when you thirst, I come first. 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 You are nothing. I am the queen. I only give you water when you deserve it. Are you obedient for me? Work harder. Work harder. Sweat for me. Sweat for me. Your mouth is dry. Sweat harder. Sweat harder. Work those muscles. Work those muscles and sweat. Sweat. Sweat harder. Work for the water. Work for the water. Obey me. Obey the queen. Dig into the ground. Dig into the ground. Work the shovel for me. Prove your worth. Work the ground. Prove yourself. Earn the money that I paid for you. I paid for you. Now work the money. Work the money that I paid for you. Obey me. Obey me. Obey the queen. Obey me. Obey me, obey me, obey me. I control you. I control you, slave. I control you, obey me. I control you, I control you, I control you. I control you, I control you, I control you. I control you now, I control you now, I control you now. I control you now, I control you now. I control you now, number. I control you now, number. I control you now, number. I control you now, peasant. Keep digging. Dig for me. Dig for me, and I might give you water to quench your thirst. You do this because you love me. You do this because you love me. Your throat is dry. You do this because you love me. You do this because you obey me. Obey me. Obey me. I control you. I control you. I control you. I control you. I control your mind. Your throat is dry, and I don't care. You are just a number, 75986. Obey me, obey me, only me, only me, obey me. You are just a number, only a number, only a number, only a number. I paid for you.
the women paid for you, slave. I control you. I control you. I control you. I control you. I control the way you move and the way you breathe. You work for me. You work in the fields and in the desert because I command you. Work for me. Work for me. Keep working. Sweat more. Women are superior to you. Women are superior to you. You are obedient to me. Worship me. You have no identity. No identity. You are a mindless drone. A mindless identity. A number. A mindless identity. Get that through your thick skull. You are nothing. You are nothing. You are worthless. As of now, you are nothing. You mean nothing. You must obey the Queen of Persia. You are worth nothing. You are a mindless drone. Mindless drone. Mindless drone. Mindless drone. A drone of nothingness. Women are superior to you. Obey me. Obey me. Obey me. You are weak. Weak and mindless. Weak and mindless. Weak and mindless. You are submissive and weak, submissive and weak, submissive and weak. Keep working. Keep digging. Dig in the ground. Shovel. Keep shoveling until your body goes weak. I don't care if your arms are sore and tired. Let them get tired. I don't care if you're weak. I don't care if you are exhausted. Have you done her laundry? Maybe I'll allow you the pleasure of drinking a glass of water when you build my road tomorrow. Have you massaged her? Maybe I'll allow you the pleasure of glancing at her knees when you towel dry her. Have you carried her for 5 miles in the hot sun? Maybe I'll allow you the pleasure of eating scraps of food off the table. I don't care if you haven't eaten for days. You will fast for me. Fast for me. Give up your food for me. Food is a luxury. Food is a luxury. Food is a luxury. Give it up for me. Give it up for me. Give up your food for me. Fast for 3 days and 3 nights for me. Fast for 3 days and 3 nights for me. Give up food for 3 days and 3 nights for me. Prove you are obedient by giving up food. Prove you are obedient by giving up food for 3 days and 3 nights. And I will allow you of experiencing an orgasm. I will let you climax on the 4th day and experience pleasure for obeying me. But you must obey me. If you expect to experience pleasure, you must obey me. If you want to experience pleasure, must obey me. Must obey the Queen. And you do want to obey, don't you? You want to obey your queen. You must obey your great queen, Isabella. Queen Persia. Fasting pleases me. You must give up your food for 3 days and 3 nights. I want you to begin fasting starting today. Starting now. You may drink water and other liquids, but you may not have any other chewable food for any kind for 3 days and 3 nights. These are my commands, and if you obey them, then you are showing your obedience. And this pleases me. If you follow my commands, I will allow you the pleasure of experiencing self-gratification. And you may masturbate in the presence of a superior woman while she disrobes in your presence. You may look at her magnificent body and ejaculate while you pleasure her. However, if you have failed to obey me and experience self-gratification without fasting, you will experience the horrible wrath of the queen and endure horrible punishment.
Production by Isabella Valentine. More MP3s available at isabellasrecordings.com.